Blog Talk Radio.
And we're here for a special program tonight, February 7th, 2015, and we're live from Las Vegas here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Bounced Paycheck Report. I'm Sean Daly. I'm the host of this program. Thank you for joining us. We thank everybody who's joining us live. And, of course, we thank everybody who's joining us on the podcast and the archives. We're here to discuss my travails with getting my paychecks to clear the bank. I've had two checks month of January, so really I've been working for free for 6 weeks for a tour company here in Las Vegas. It's called Jump Off Tours and Jump Off Board Tours, and I am sick and tired of the bullshit from this company. 4 years I've worked for this company, and if anything, you think I deserve a little respect, I've emailed the owner of the company. I call him Red Cabbage. I emailed him and the local yokel in charge of the local Vegas firm, which is Jeff Siegel. He's the nephew of Bugsy Siegel. Bullshit. Anyway, these two, I mean, they can care less about their employees, although on their mission statement, oh, yes, we have never laid off somebody in this recession. We haven't laid them off, but you haven't paid them either. It's just as pathetic. I could sit here for 3 hours and tell you all the drama I've gone through with this company, and to treat me like this, that's really unbelievable. I got two letters here from Wells Fargo, which is my bank, telling me that these checks are barely not even worth the paper they are printed on. Yet they expect me to show up and still do the tours. Like, everything's hunky-dory here in Las Vegas. Somebody just said, what's the name of the company? Well, I'm not going to out-and-out name the company. The company's owned by a lawyer. Red Cabbage is a lawyer and out of Houston, no less. But anyway, I shall. I have my profile is on LinkedIn. So if you want to see my profile, and my resume is on there, by the way. If anybody's looking for a tour guide, concierge, social media, radio talk show host, here I am. And yes, I'll put the link to my LinkedIn page into the chat room here. I want to read that. But anyway, we're here to go over. I'm looking for help. Anybody willing to reach out and help me get my checks cleared up? Not only my checks, my coworkers' checks. It's really it's something else. We can't even get into New Year with the checks not bouncing. I mean, it's just absolutely pathetic. The checks have had issues with them clearing in 2014. The first half of the year was not bad. Now, a couple times the checks bounced. As if you've been following me on Facebook, you all know that. But then things smoothed out. Then toward the end of the year, things start not working out too well. And then it's gone from bad to absolutely worse. And so here we are right now. And I've been trying to be the nice guy about all this, but as a student of social media, I've gotten fed up with not getting a response, no respect, and so guess what? I am taking to my only avenue is to get some justice is here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's amazing that people think they could treat their employees like this and get away with it. It's a crime to bounce your paychecks. Don't they know that? It is a felony to bounce paychecks here in not only here in Las Vegas, but other areas around the country as well. I just don't get it. I do not get why they treat their employees like this. Don't they know that you're going to piss off your employees? Anybody who comes into the company, you're going to badmouth them. Good luck in your checks to bounce. Who's going to work for this company anyway? I mean, my God. I mean, all the employees that the company's gone through, and I mean, it's just, it's absolutely pathetic. It's just an exercise in futility. Trying to be nice guy, nice. Well, you know what they say? Still waters run deep, and these waters have gone deep. Deep enough, gone to the bottom, now I'm coming back up now. You know, they should not have awakened the fighter in me. That's the biggest mistake they made. You know, as I said earlier on Facebook, hell, I'm the guy who took on a multi-billion dollar company at CBS. I beat the hell out of him for a month with the Jericho campaign. You don't think I can take on a little tour company? Please! What the hell are you thinking? So I'm just looking for some help. Anyone reach out and give me some help, either find a new job, get my checks to clear, please let me know. You can call in if you want, 646-915-9925. Here's how my bounce check situation. I've not been paid for a whole month of January, and next Friday's payday as well. I really doubt those checks will clear either. It's really in this day and age, in this town, companies should not be bouncing checks. Those who cherish their employees, you know, if you're not going to cherish your employees, you should take it off your website. It's on your mission statement on your website, but God damn it, take the damn thing down. It's I try to keep my temper in check. I get mad. So anyone that's calling and assist me in my quest for my checks to clear, some justice for the pain and aggravation I've been going through, not only me, but my coworkers, Susan and Chris. I mean, it's an ongoing struggle. We're lied to every day. Oh, I'll be there tomorrow with the check. Tomorrow comes, they don't show up. Oh, I'll be there after this tour or that tour. Nope, never shows up. I mean, this is ridiculous. Time and time again, they promises, and they don't deliver. This is, you know, somebody says, Jason says, what can we do to help you? I really don't know. But, you know, it would help to get my checks cleared up. I would appreciate it. Need some help. You know what? The person I'd like to help me is this one right here. Let's bring her out. Dorian.
I regret printing those lies about me. I'll be exonerated, and I will bring you down.
Ooh, there you go. That's who we need. I don't know what to do. Well, here comes the owner now. Here you go. Hello, Red Cabbage, is that you? Red Cabbage?
Certainly.
There we go. Red Cabbage, let's move along here. You got to name who you... No, I'm not going to name my employer. You know how these clowns are. Everybody's so damn Sue happy in this town, not only the country, but the world now. I should send my LinkedIn link around, which I shall do that. Let's see here. How long you've worked for the company? A little over four years I've worked for this company. I know, silly me. I thought things were going to straighten out, but they have not. Last two plus years, they've been playing these games with the paychecks. Bounce paycheck report. Yes, this is the bounce paycheck report again for February 7th, 2015. And I'm Sean Daly, Sean and Matt. Call me if you want. Just do not call me late for dinner. And we're here. Let me vent my spleen by my paycheck bouncing. And anyone knows it has any avenues for me to get some justice, I would appreciate it greatly. Start your own tour company. Well, that's easier said than done. You have a CPCN license and everything else here. Can you reach out to the bus company? Well, that's interesting. Maybe it might be the avenue. The bus company, anything about Beltran? Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you so much for that one. Might be an avenue to look at going after to contract the bus company. There you go. These people can care less. They think they're high and mighty. You know, we know better than those idiots that are working for us. That's their attitude. It's just a bad way to treat people. Treat people like you would be treated. You want to be treated like an asshole, and by God, I can treat you like an asshole. It's what it's coming to. And they just don't care. We haven't had a Christmas party in 2 years. It's another thing everybody's shaking their head about. We go around these tours. What? Not even have Christmas? Oh no! We were promised meal cards, food, and gift cards 2 years ago. We never got them. They're giving away to the buddies and all the vendors. We screw the employees. Now screw them. Who the hell needs Subway cards? It's a pathetic way of thinking. It's the line employees versus the management. That's exactly what it is. The tensions is a foot thick, and we get lied to all the time. Lie. It's time for everybody to stand up, be counted, and fight for what is right, and fight against the wrongs that have been done to everybody. We're the small people in this battle against this management. They're off racing cars and everything else, not worrying about the employees. The hell with them. We have to get bottled water. Hell, I have to go get bottled water for the damn bus company. They should be paying for the bottle of water. Oh no, you go get the bottle. Or you go get the lanyards for the. What the hell? I'm telling you, it's amazing. Red Cabbage, that your real name of the owner? No, it's not the real name of the owner. I changed his name. Same thing with Jeff Siegel. Jeff Siegel's a name I made up. He's a nephew of Bugsy Siegel. Don't you know that? What was that music you played? Oh, and what's music? I mean, this music. Yes, that was the O.J. Simpson music from the original trial, the murder trial. I thought it's fitting for this program, the Bounce Paycheck Report for February 7, 2015. And once again, we're live from Las Vegas here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to join in. Call us, 646-915-9925. Glad to talk to you. Any hints or tips you give me to help me, aid me, come to my defense? Kind of my aid, I would appreciate that. I'm willing to do pretty much anything it takes to get my paychecks to clear, it's a struggle. Four years, 3 months, exactly it. Thank you very much. Want me to spread your? Yeah, absolutely. Please spread the LinkedIn around. You can reach to my resume and my LinkedIn page and see my experience, both as a tour guide supervisor and as well as social media ambassador of Under the Dome, host of Sean Daly on TV, here on Blog Talk Radio, and other places as well. I worked for Blog Talk Radio for a couple of years, and can't you go back to Blog Talk? I think that bridge has been burned. I don't know. I think Alan will bring me back. It would be nice to go back to work for Blog Talk, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know, because I was laid off from them. I don't know. But you never know. Anything's possible. Anything's possible these days. So you could help me out. I would appreciate it. Anything else going on? My letters from Wells Fargo. Yes. We want to let you know that the items and clothes have been returned unpaid. As a result, we deducted the deposit plus the charges below from your account, which caused it to become overdrawn. Please make a deposit to bring your account to a positive balance Please make a deposit. Bring your account to a positive balance as soon as possible. Also, make sure you have enough money available for any pending withdrawals. If you have any questions, please call us. You know what? I was on Wells Fargo's Facebook page. They won't do a thing. You know, Wells Fargo, I tell you one thing. I think I have more money in your bank than the tour company I work for has in the bank. My mortgage is with you. My retirement funds are with you. My checking account's with you. My savings account's with you. You should stand up for the members of your bank. I am being wronged. You should stand with me against my employer and take action to rectify the situation. I'm sitting on two bounce checks, NSF checks. That's what I'm sitting on. One is dated, let's see here, January 30th, there you go, Should I name the company? No, I shall not name the company. It's Jump Off Tours. And anyway, so that's that one. And the other one is bounced on, was the 16th, was it? Yes, the 16th of January, 2015. So 4 weeks plus Friday's a payday, so I mean 6 weeks I've not gotten paid. And again, my coworker, she's even going up to get another job. And my other coworker, he is struggling like hell. He's trying to get his rent paid and everything else. It's a terrible time. And these people who run this company have no conscience about what they're doing to their employees. They can care less. Here we are losing sleep over this. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. I was stressed. How am I going to pay my bills? I got mortgage coming due. I got other payments coming to do. What the hell am I going to do? And they just don't care. Don't care at all. And it's wrong on all kinds of counts. And it's a bad way of doing business. Not a way to do business in Las Vegas. If I could, I'd reach out to Steve Wynn, because Steve Wynn, help me fix this. Help me get my paycheck straight out. He'd snap his fingers and have it done, probably. I'm sure he would. So anybody has connections to Steve Wynn, please send him my way or send me his way. I'd be glad to get some help and accept his help to help me figure out this situation with my paychecks. So anybody else have any suggestions of what to do? Do you go to Better Business Bureau? What do you do? What kind of avenues do you go to? Going through the district attorney's office? That's one avenue. There's got to be some more avenues you can go to. Business companies just don't show up for work anymore. There you go. There's got to be some avenues you can do to get justice done. And then you don't even apologize and I do it. Oh, here's your check. Unless they feel like insulted, you're trying to get paid for the goddamn job. That's what it is. Actually, you're insulted that you dare ask us for a paycheck. You should be just privileged to work for this company. What the hell? First of all, this company doesn't give us any kind of insurance benefits whatsoever. I got to get my own insurance. And, we get shirts, straight out of Walmart. And that's it. No jackets for the colder months. We all fend for yourself. Screw you. It is unbelievable how they treat the employees. It's sad. And yet in their mission statement on their website, we never. Oh my God. But anyway, Spyco in the chat room. Hello, want to join me on the air? You can call 646-915-9925. And Sean, you have a great voice for radio. It's deep. I just got done working. Yes, I'm still working. I'm hoping it's showing good faith. I'm showing good faith. Hopefully they see that. This is my avenue to vent my spleen, more or less. And that's exactly what I'm doing here. Can't you use social media? I am using social media to an extent. I'm not out and out naming them. Because I'm calling it the jump off tours. The owner of the company is named Red Cabbage. Jeff Siegel's our boss here in Las Vegas. It's not really his name. He's the nephew of Bugsy Siegel. Didn't you know that? Yeah. There's tours in other cities, D.C. and New York. I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm coding something. Gin in a bit. I'm coding something. Well, I know, Spike. I only got a few minutes left, so I don't know how much I keep going on this thing. You don't have to call if you want to. That's all right. Sean, keep doing this report. Well, unless I have something to talk about, I can't really do it every night, can I? Maybe I can. I got music to play, though. Are you talking Jericho? No, I'm not talking Jericho. This is my bounce paycheck report for February 7th, 2015. And, that's an old fan of mine from LB Rocks. Where's your theme music, Sean? I have my own theme music. Here it is. I got it. Oh. There it goes. Yep. Oh, it cut off. What happened there? Well, I don't know what happened. It's supposed to run 1:23. What happened, Block Talk? let's have a cutoff now, 30 seconds or something, because it cuts off at 27 seconds now. Ah, come on, guys. Anyway, that's all right. So anyway, any stories you want to share with me about their paycheck fiascos or anything else? 646-915-9925. Oh, come on, Spyco, come on. Why do we have to do this? Grief. Yeah, the chat room. At a certain time, the whiskey kicks in and they start babbling on about Obama and all that. Come on. It's not even, I didn't even mention Obama. So this is my paycheck saga, not your chance to rant and rave about the President of the United States. There's the 300 other shows here on Blog Talk you do that on. This is my own way to vent my spleen, as they say. I couldn't do that. Maybe. I think the bus company might be, thank you. That might be I'm having to go through. So we'll see. We'll see. It's so hard to keep going with this. And I'm up for the fight. Do they want to fight? I'll fight, right? There we go. Let's see who this is. Area code 832, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey, man. Fine.
Oh, I knew that was going to be a rough one there. So we won't be taking any calls for the rest of the show. This is the Balanced Paycheck Report for February 7, 2015. I'm Sean Daly, Sean and Mac. Call me anything you want. Just not. Did you ever have a good time where you worked at? Yes, I did. We 4 years ago. Let's see. Yes, 4 years ago is a happy time working for this company to jump off tours. And it was very nice. I got along very well with my local manager, and he was a great man. He was very strong, man. Made me stronger by working underneath him. He expected things, and I learned to bend his style. But he was always there for us. We had problems with our checks when we first started, and he said, "Sean, I'm sorry, you're having some problems. We need a couple $100 to get you through. Thank you." Our current manager, no. The owner, no. He's a lawyer, millionaire. He can care less. And it's just, it's two different, management styles are different, I know. But in this town, you can't be some, big hoss, Texan. We know better than you stupid idiots from Las Vegas. Oh, they're in a company. I'm a lawyer, too. I'm a genius, and you're just an idiot. Really. So we'll see what happens. We're open to, we'll see what happens with this. It's dragging on. It's just a lot of stress with this. Oh, caller, we're not going to take a call from you. No, thank you. Let's see, what else is going on? I'm on LinkedIn, Shaundaily. See my full LinkedIn profile and my resume is on there. If you want to hire me, you got to make sure the check's clear. You'll be the next one under the target here on a podcast. And that's exactly what I do. And it's only right. They expect me to take this and that. It's my paycheck. My livelihood is on the line. You expect me not to do anything? It's perfectly in my purview to go on a podcast and fire away if I wanted to. That's my prerogative. Oh no, it's not professional. Professional my ass. I've not heard from them, and have not gotten paid in 6 weeks. Two emails I sent out to the owner and the guy in charge of our local firm, Jeff Siegel, and neither one of them responded in either one of these emails. So by golly, I was professional to a point. Now I'm going to open up the airways and blast away, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So I think we'll abandon ship now. Let's see if we can get. Hold on. Area code 832. You're on the air. Oh, whatever. Just take your. Anyway, enough of that. Anything else going on here? I'm trying. Keep hope alive. Good people like you land on your feet. I hope so. And right now I'm on my back, struggling to breathe. I'm drowning here. And nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to care at all. I told our local guy, Jeff Siegel, that, hey, our other tour guide, his rent's due, he's going to get evicted from his apartment. No response. Oh, I'm busy clipping my toenails or flossing my teeth. I don't have time to worry about this drama about your employees. You know, it's ridiculous. Who sent me a message on Facebook about I said amen to this. Well, where's that now? Oh, here it is. Joshua Tremontana says, a manager, supervisor, owner, or team leader should raise up his or her staff, motivate, inspire, and engage. They should build their team up. A boss who drags down their team will have unmotivated employees. Nobody wants to be loyal to a boss who they can't trust to lead. There you go. That's like, I'll put this link in the chat room, this link into the chat room. Absolutely. That's a great quote. It's not his. He got from somewhere. Put this in the chat room here. There you go. There's the link. There's the quote right there. Good for him. Good for Joshua Tremontana. And other than that, well, I think we'll leave you now. We think you're ready for listening. Again, this is the Bounce Paycheck Report for February 7, 2015. I'm Sean Daly, Sean O'Mac. Call me if you want. Just not call me late for dinner. And I think we will bid adieu for yes. Thank you so much. Somebody's going to be in touch with me via email. Thank you. I hope you can help me out, right? Resistance is futile. Yes. How far are you willing to take this? I'm going to take it to the end. I don't care what happens. I don't care what the repercussions are. You know, it's, you know, crying out loud. The end's got to be near, right?
The end is here.
You came to me in a dream last night. You were standing in a brilliant light. 1 minute here, but the next you were gone. I thought you could stay, but I was so wrong. The end is here. The game is over. No more pretending.
There you go. I'm going to use all my sound effects in here. Yes. So I think we'll leave you now. Have a great night. Happy viewing and a very pleasant tomorrow.